Okay. How many of you know Joanne Yeager? We have to tell Joanne thank you because she was the one who went from our church and endured the meetings, the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada biannual meetings. Oh, I was there with her. Oh, you guys, it's painful. It really is painful. We love being part of this family, but business meetings are never fun, are they? I mean, they're just really not that fun, and she did it. So if you see Joanne, say thank you on our behalf. One of the things that happened, though, is that I get a chance every once in a while to tell stories about Southside, and one of the stories that I always tell is how we tell stories on Sunday. Stories of where we've seen God at work in our midst. And I would like to do that. Not me tell the stories, but you tell the stories. Where have we seen God at work in our midst over the last week? And I know there are lots of stories. Marlene, can you think of any? You want to come up front? All right. What's your story? Well, I said, yeah, I want to hear a story. Do you have any good stories of God at work in your life this week? George, any good stories?
Yeah, last week I don't have, I'm looking for a house and I don't know what place I need to go, and my rent is finishing on June 30, and I'm feeling desperate. And when we pray, I'm looking for a house to whole month ago, and it was very hard to me how difficult it is to find a house, what matching with my income and what I need. And my daughter have a pet, and it's very hard to find a place with pet. And it was very hard to me and desperate when we prayed about my housing last week in the church. After this day, everything changing. It's like open the ways, connections, and was quickly happening. And this week now I have a place. It's exactly what I want, exactly what we pray to God. Is allowed to have a pet. We have my children in his own room. It's no basement. It's like I'm feeling very grateful for praying with us, and we have a neighbor to Southsiders too. And yeah, I'm feeling really feeling
but
very.
But who? That's like, can you tell us where?
Where is it? Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. Okay, now we know God's good. I didn't even pray for the pet part. Linda, did you pray for the pet part? Tell you. It's good. Any other stories of God at work in our life? Wayne.
On Wednesday, we helped the Bennett Chapel. And I was just so encouraged when everything fit into the U-Haul. Like, it was just packed right to the when we pulled down the door. Like, it was, I think Dan is a wonderful master physician. He calculated that everything was good.
I think it was fluky, actually. I looked at that truck and I looked at his stuff and I went, no chance. But it worked. It was great. Absolutely. What else? Where have we seen God at work? God is good all the time. He's good in housing issues. He's good in friends and family and packing and all that. He's also good even in difficult times. Carrie Eitzen and her kids are... Went down this morning to see her dad, Ray. Rick is on the way now after our gathering at RP. He likely won't make it through the day. But God is good, even in these difficult times. For last week when I saw Ray, Rick and I went to see Ray on Monday after Elders Retreat. And Ray's first words were, "It's okay, I'm ready." A couple years ago, he wouldn't have said that. And so we celebrate Ray's relationship with Jesus, and we pray specifically for Maxine, his wife, and Sean, his son, that they will come to know Jesus more in the midst of this painful time too. So God is good even in difficult circumstances. What else? Any other stories of God at work in our midst?
Yes, it's been a crazy week.
You've had a rough week too, a very full.
So we managed to pack up our our house started probably about 9:30, and we had almost in the Port Coquitlam on beds and everything probably by about 3:30 or something. So it was just, yeah, it was amazing. It's been just a crazy week on top of the moving here too, with all kinds of other stuff going on. So it's been, and the next 2 months will be even
crazier. Cheryl, I don't know how you do it. You're an inspiration to all of us, the way you have just got so many things going on. And, you know, we don't do things all that well in some areas at Southside, but we move well. We're good at that. We've gotten that one down, I think. Anyways, anything else? I don't want to cut anybody off. Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, I accepted a job this week. So.
You did? Wow. All right. And it's actually in this country this time. I don't know if you guys knew, but Dan used to commute down across the border for his last job. So, okay, is that all you're going to tell us, or is?
It's in downtown Vancouver with a company called Western Forest Wireless.
Okay, good. Can I pray for us and thank God for the fact that He's alive and at work in our midst? Jesus, we love You. We bless You. We thank You that You are good in all circumstances. For the victories and those things we celebrate in housing and jobs and moving and friends and all that kind of stuff, even to the difficult thing of knowing that Ray will probably leave us but come face to face with You within the next few hours. We trust You. And Lord, in those areas, in those times when we find it hard to trust You, would You come alongside and help us? Give us strength. We pray specifically for Maxine, Ray's wife, and Sean, his son, and for them to come to know You. We pray for Rick and Carrie and the kids, and for all that this week will look like for them as well. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. We're back in Psalm 23, and I want to dive into verse 1 again this morning for a few minutes. Verse 1 of Psalm 23 is a banner for the entire rest of the text, or the other five verses. You know that a couple of weeks ago we started into the beginning of verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd." We took a few minutes to highlight the reality that we could put an emphasis on each of the words and it would change some of the things that would be different. The Lord. Yahweh is His name. I am Jehovah, the One who is above all, the greatest of all, the King of kings, the One who is sovereign, the One who is eternal. The Lord. The Lord is. If you remember, we talked about the reality that word is, when we put the emphasis there, it talks about the Lord, the King of all kings, being present. Not just past at times of conversion, not just in the future when we'll go to be with Him in heaven, but He is my shepherd now, presently. One of the great problems I think we have in the West, in the church, is the reality that we have told people that the gospel is about fire insurance and about getting into heaven when you die. That's not wrong, it's just not enough. The joy of the gospel, the joy of the reality that the Lord is my shepherd, is that He's present with us now. We've rested on the reality that we were converted once and yet failed to understand that every single day He is transforming us. As shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. We emphasize the reality that He's personal. Here in the West, we're very individualistic people, and we need to understand that you'd never have a shepherd of a sheep. You have a shepherd of a flock of sheep, and we need to understand the corporate sense. But in the East, from where David writes this, he's putting an emphasis on my, because of the reality that they're all communal, and he needs to emphasize that the shepherd is a personal shepherd. He's my shepherd. He's your shepherd, as well as being our shepherd. But David knew what it meant to be shepherd. He knew full well that every time he would leave the village with a flock of sheep, they were exposed to every danger that they could come across. Violence, difficulty finding food, lack of water. Oh, there was no big sheep pen that would sort of have instant food at 3 o'clock whenever he needed it, or water whenever somebody desired it. No. This was, he'd leave the village and would be in charge of providing resources and security for all the sheep. He was to provide and protect. Well, that's a review of the five words that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. The Lord is my shepherd. But come with me to the rest of verse 1 as we sort of finish off just verse 1 for a few minutes this morning. And we look at a preview. If that was a review, those first five words, here's a preview of the entire rest of the psalm.